Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. On Wheels Now. Welcome to another Tuesday night edition of On Wheels Now, your local racing radio show, where race car owners, race car drivers, owners, and officials talk about racing, local racing. If you want to call in, you have a topic you want to discuss, you got a beef, you got a rant, you got a rave, you can call us at 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. My name is JJ Nunn, the one and only, hosting in tonight for our buddy Michael Reffler. He's out with his father's a little sick, so he took 9 off to take care of his dad and his mom and his family. So we won't be hearing from him, and we wish that his father gets better real soon. Along with me tonight is the one and only, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt, driver of the 65 Bomber.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm great.
Except for getting thrown out of Bed Bath and Beyond this week, I'm doing just great.
I can only imagine
we'll get into
why you got thrown out.
Along with us tonight is the one and only Bomber driver number 42, Mr. Justin Griffith. How are we doing?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Like I said, I'm doing fantastic, man. How you been?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
Staying out of trouble. Glad you're here.
No.
No gel. He in trouble again?
Have you ever seen him out of trouble?
No.
Hey.
Okay. Wrong question.
Yes.
The COO of Sam's Town wasn't following me through the casino.
Oh, you're going to bring that up? Huh?
I really am.
Luckily, security wasn't with him.
Almost. And along with us, our one and only lovely little dwarf driver, Miss Cecilia Silly Dilly, back from Vernal, Utah, T-Rex Town.
Yeah, just got back today about 10 a.m. Had truck issues that kept us there a couple days past race day.
Okay, very good. And
it's because it's a Ford.
You were racing the Dwarf Nationals up there.
Yeah, it was the first round of the Western States Dwarf Car Nationals. We went up there. We had 64 cars show up.
Holy crap.
I ran against 34 pros in the pro division. Friday wasn't so good. I didn't make the A main. Had some trouble with the shifting in the motor. It doesn't want to go into third gear. Saturday, I figured it out. I missed the A by one position, but luckily Matt Sargent had blown his motor coming to the finish line, so that put me in the A because we have to have a 24-car A.
Hey, no matter which way you get in, as long as you get in.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Then about halfway through the A, I finally figured out how to drive the car. Finally, 13 laps in the A main. I ended up 12th overall.
All right. Excellent. Very good. We'll get into that more a little later. So forth. This weekend, we got the Bullring back in action.
Yes.
And what special night do we have going on out there? Do we have another theme night rolling?
Oh, the Father's Day doubleheader.
Chris Trickle.
The Father's Day special.
All right. Very good. And that's for the super lates, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Justin.
I know he's done it before, and I heard rumors, Mr. Chuck Trickle getting in a car to run with his grandson, Chris?
I don't know for sure. I know the 70 did get messed up last race pretty bad, so I'm not sure if they have a second car for him.
Oh,
I know they do have a second car, but I don't know all the details on that.
Well, I don't know, Gary. Did Chuck get rid of his old light blue star nursery cars?
Right? I don't.
The 70s?
I don't know. I know he's got a set of new cars. I don't know if he got rid of the other ones yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're going to definitely have Chris out there. He's running for points. And it was just, go ahead, Justin.
As I was just looking at the schedule, one of the drivers did text me and said there's not a doubleheader. It's just one 70-lap race.
Oh, well, they usually have double headers.
Yeah,
so
it's just one 70-lap race.
Usually it's twin 35s that we see out there. Okay, very good.
And from what I just heard, Bear Reznowicki is back in a car this week. Taylor Barton, I don't know if you guys remember him from back in the day, the 21.
Oh, yeah, Superman.
He's coming back to being a modified. He's driving Scott Osborne's car this week.
Oh, really?
The Oz.
Crispy Critters.
Yep.
Huh.
OZ.
Hey, you're full of information.
Yeah, you're just loaded with it.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you?
What
else do you know?
What?
Huh?
On-track autograph session?
Is there an on-track autograph session?
This race there is. I can be for sure about that. It does say it there, and Richter did tell me last race is going to be the trickle race. There will be an autograph session.
All right, Gary, you hear that?
Yes,
We got to break out the Sharpies, man.
Yes.
And is that at the beginning or is that intermission? Usually they hold them at the beginning. There he goes, ladies.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. All right. So our show starts, national anthem usually starts at 7, right?
Yeah.
Out there. Okay, great.
I'm looking right now.
On track autograph session. Come on out. Best family entertainment you get for four and a half hours out there. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military. Come on out to the bullring, man. Come meet your favorite driver down on the track. Wear a white T-shirt. If you don't pick up any of their picture cards to have signed, wear a white T-shirt. Put a white T-shirt on the kids. And let the kids run around from car to car. Drivers are usually standing by the driver's door. And you can get autographs from your favorite drivers. And sometimes they have stuff to give away. What did we have, Gary? We had hats, cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats last time, yes.
And fedoras. And what are we going to have this week? We got a whole bunch of toys. Thank you very much, Mr. Arlie Daniels, driver of the Bomber
number 10
car. Appreciate it very much for the stuff we got this weekend. So, and Justin, that starts at 6 o'clock?
Yep.
And when does qualifying start? Gates open, spectator gates open when?
Spectator gates are opening at 5. Bandolero qualifying at 5, then it's Thunder Roadsters, Legends, Bombers, Grand American Modified, Super Late qualifying, and then the on-track autograph session at 6.
Do we have Super Stocks, or are they taking another weekend off?
Super Stocks
are
there.
We got a full schedule.
Yep,
everybody going to be out there. It's all about the points this weekend.
From 6 to 6:45 is the on-track autograph session.
Okay, and we got this race.
And then after the national anthem?
It does. On the schedule I'm looking at right now, the email that I got, it doesn't even say national anthem. It just says conclude autograph session and go straight to Bandoleros. But I'm guessing it was a typo. And
they'll have the national anthem.
I'm guessing it's like
7 o'clock.
Usually it's like 7 o'clock. So,
all right, cool. When is the driver's meeting?
4:25.
All right, there you go.
That's the rundown for the bullring
for the weekend. And after this weekend, just to give everybody a heads up, our last race before our summer break, if I'm not mistaken, is July 3rd.
July 3rd,
right?
Yes.
We have this race.
And then we take almost 3 weeks off.
Then July 3rd.
Yep, July 3rd race.
I don't know if you guys noticed, we're doing Bomber group qualifying. We're not running heat races this week.
Okay, that's something different.
No.
I just read. Everybody's doing group qualifying. There's no heat races at all.
Oh, I wonder how he's going to set that up.
Huh.
Okay.
So,
very good.
I know we did it once before, a couple years back. We did the group qualifying, and he sends like 3 guys out. But normally, I know last year got all messed up. Some drivers didn't know it, but I know when I went out with, I believe, my brother and one other person, and we sat at the entry for the first person to get a lease, like, to turn four before the second person went, just to give us enough space to do our own stuff. So they'll probably do it the same way. It doesn't say how many
cars. It's kind of like the super late model qualifying.
Wow, I need to start right behind the first guy that goes out so I don't screw up the first guy.
I need to go
see
what's going
on. How many laps did they let you run?
The feature will be 25 laps.
Qualifying.
Oh, it doesn't say. Probably the two or three. It says three. Now that I read it, it says
okay.
three.
Okay.
Glad you read it.
It's a little off to the side. I wasn't. I was more looking at the time area.
Huh.
Because if there's 15 lap group qualifying, I'm going to be getting lapped quick.
Usually it's the three or two laps, and it says three right next to it.
I don't know.
So.
That's something I don't have on my bucket list, but that'd be a first, getting lapped in qualifying.
You probably don't want that on your bucket list. You probably don't need that on your bucket list.
No. There's a lot of things I don't need on my bucket list.
Well, I must say, Richter needs to explain that, so we'll get him to explain it.
Well, this is all something, you know. I mean, for those people who don't know, JC Motorsports hasn't been back to the bullring for 7 years, and we've already experienced single car qualifying. Okay, we've always run heats in Pahrump, but we never ran heats out at the bullring when we were out there.
Yes.
Over 7 years ago. So now we've never been run across the scales. We've never had a weight rule, and Tim Richter is looking to put that forth over the break. While we are on break, we'll be notified as to the final ruling. He's hovering around 3,400 pounds with, if I'm not mistaken, 52% left side weight.
Yes.
So if he does enact that right away after our July 3rd race, there's a lot of guys out there got some work to do. That's for sure. Adding a couple pounds on the left side. And I guess I shouldn't say couple. The way the weights came in, some of them are looking at adding a couple hundred pounds. So, you know, needless to say, we're not going to find 600 pounds to cut off of my car. And I'm at my high school graduation weight. So
you still got a few more to go, pal.
All right.
Can you remember back that far?
Oh, man.
Oh. Love it, JJ.
Hey, wasn't it your birthday? How old are you now?
24. 24.
12?
No.
24.
No.
Happy birthday.
He's,
I may act like I'm 12.
Three. No, he acts like he's three.
Yeah. Okay. But happy birthday anyhow. 24 years old.
Thank you.
Jeez. Do you remember 24? I don't. I don't remember.
Huh.
Okay.
I don't, but I haven't got there yet.
How old are you?
22.
Little friggin' brats. Why are you bringing these little brats into the room? Unbelievable with their sarcastic, you know, I'm 55. Okay? Those comments can get you in trouble with elder abuse. Okay?
And like we talked about at dinner, this is child abuse.
I'm sure your mom would say you deserve domestic violence. JC Motorsports Interteam domestic violence.
There's enough domestic violence going on in sports right now.
Even
soccer players are beating up each other.
Well, soccer players always have. I mean, they've been kicking each other for friggin' years, you know. But getting back to talking about experience, this is something different. Group qualifying for us, you know. What do you think, Gary?
I liked the single car qualifying. That was kind of fun. I haven't ever done this group qualifying.
Neither have I. So
we'll see how it. Justin says he's done it once out there, right?
I mean, if you get a clean lap, it's just like, you know, the, you know, so the single
the,
car.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, so they take your fastest time?
Yeah, it's fastest time of the three laps, or I think it's three laps. Oh. You take the fastest time, so.
What do you consider a clean lap?
Where nobody's holding you up.
Or you spin out.
Like if you put you in front of Aaron McMorrin.
Okay, go on. I'm saying
if Aaron McMorrin's behind you, he's gonna catch you. Like, and you're gonna mess up his lap because he won't. It won't be clean. He'll have to slow a little bit to avoid you or go around you. Or
if I know Aaron McMorrin, he'll just drive around him.
I'm not saying Aaron's a dirty. I'm just saying it's a clean lap is where nobody else is on the track. Like
that's when you use your driver skill to get around and still keep your speed.
That's where
have you seen the bomber
driver
skill?
You weren't there to see our A main in the dust. That was a little sketchy sometimes.
So. That's where I think I should go, right behind, right off the back bumper of the second car. And the first car that goes out has got to be just one of the ones that are a little faster than mine. This way that second car can get a nice clean lap, whoever it is, whether it be Aaron, whether it be you, whether it be anybody else of those speed demons out there, and you know, try and make the best of it. That's all. I got to talk to Tim. Maybe I'll just take my qualifying time from when we did single lap and have Tim slot that in, which I'm proud of. I ran a 20.7.
Yeah, I qualified sixth.
When I left out there, the best time I ever did with my Monte Carlo was 21.4. And that was a top five car. I mean, Gary was one of the ones to break into the 20s. And was that with the 72 Torino or
yes.
was with that the wagon?
Torino was 20 flat.
20 flat, and then...
the wagon was 19.5.
19.5. Damn, why Finley ever cut that car up, I have no idea.
No, I don't think it was Finley.
Yeah, who cut it up? I thought it was that...
The bald-headed dude.
Roland
Pelletier.
Oh, geez. Well, we'll move
on. With the show.
Yeah, we'll move on with that. And hopefully he gets off probation soon. So this Saturday night, Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
7 p.m. Start time.
6 o'clock autographs.
6 o'clock what?
Autographs.
Oh, yes, autographs. I'm sorry. 5
o'clock, yeah. Spectator gates open up. Supposed to be a beautiful day. They're calling for 100 degrees, but by the afternoon, that sun drops in. Track's going to be slick, hot, and greasy. We're going to have to look at the same tire pressures. We all did real well with those. We'll see. We'll just see. Got a full schedule. Super late, super stocks, bombers, Thunder Roadsters, Modifieds, and that's the Grand American Modifieds, and Legends, and your Bandoleros.
Thunder Cars.
Thunder Roadster, Thunder Cars. I stand corrected.
I didn't hear you say that, so I was making sure you didn't forget any.
I got enough guys in here. Why not, people? Join in. Call in. Start correcting and verbally abuse me, you know. Why not?
I've
heard a lot of elder jokes already, so feel free to call in at 702-685-8116, 702-685-8116. We're here talking about local racing. If you're out there at Prump, give us a call. Hey, we had Thane Alderman and Mark Allison up in...
Rocky Mountain, yes.
Challenge.
Rocky Mountain
Challenge. They ran one of their, one of six races, and did you speak to Thane, he ended up? You get a brief description?
No,
of,
I didn't, but I understand Mark Allison finished ninth.
Okay.
So I was told Mark Allison finished ninth.
And where did Thane finish?
I didn't get a chance to ask Thane.
Oh, you're fired.
No. Thank God.
You're fired.
But
Okay.
On another note,
okay,
their next race being the 20th
of June,
they go to Washington. That's where they're it's that big race up in Washington for them guys.
Oh, that's where Thane's got a toe up there, but Mark Allison is going to
fly.
We got to have them in. We got to have the both of them in again. Talk about that series and this past race.
You know what? I will shoot for next week. We'll try to get them both in here and talk about that Rocky Mountain series.
Let's get the both of them in there. They're real characters, you know, true diehard racers. And we've had both of them in before, but at the same time, it gets pretty interesting with the conversations back and forth. that's Mark Allison, driver of the Super Lates, and Thane Alderman in Rocky Mountain
Challenge. Yes.
Very good. Yeah, you want to give us a call, 702-685-8116. We're here to listen to your rants, raves, and otherwise. And
something, sad news in racing world, Blythe closed.
Really? Yep.
Yes. I understand Lucas pulled their sponsorship. So
I think it was somewhere near like $50,000 of a sponsorship, and that's why they closed. They can't afford it. So,
wow.
Sad news in racing.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
That, everybody said turn four bit you, but that was a pretty nice track when we went down there.
Yeah, Gary Griffith raced with them guys down there.
It was a nice track. You know, it's not a brand new track, but it was, for what it is, it was a nice track. But this past week, I hear they closed.
Wow. That's another small bullring, quarter-mile bullring.
Yep.
Bite in the dust. That's bad news, especially... those guys down there, is, you know, some of them pure stocks, they run back and forth in between Havasu and Blythe. They're only, what, those tracks only like an hour?
About an hour apart, yeah.
And I remember when they had Greg Scheidecker and Bill Rizzone had a modified series going back and forth every other race.
Yeah, from Havasu to Blythe to, yes.
Yeah, they had a six-race modified series going on that ran real well. I don't know what happened to it, but, wow, that's a shame. Blythe California Speedway closed.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe somebody will be able to
step
up. It's summertime. It's usually 105, 110 degrees down there. We may hear it come back to life. Somebody jump on board September, October. They got the whole summer to get some money in place.
I do know it was on some fairgrounds, so maybe they can get something developed out there that will open them back up.
I'd like to see that open up. That's it. I mean, it was close. No, been down to Havasu several times, but never got to check out Blythe. Seen quite a few videos with that track. Unfortunately, I'm sorry I didn't get down there now, but... sometimes work calls. So, Miss Cecilia Dilly, how are we doing?
I'm doing better now that I'm back home.
Okay.
I do want to say Prompt ran this weekend, and we had a couple dwarf cars go out there that couldn't make the long haul. And I want to congratulate Kane Williams, who's the driver of the 2X car when his uncle Ronnie is in it. He won his first main event Saturday.
Really? How long has he been in that car?
6 races.
No kidding. No kidding. Any idea of history of that car, where it came from?
Fresh built,
brand new?
No, it's an old Downs car that Ronnie Williams, most people know him as Monster.
Okay.
He ran it back in the day. It got totaled, I know, in Santa Maria. He hit the wall so hard that blue flame shot off the car. It went back to Corey Lassiter's dad, Howie, and Howie rebuilt the car. And Howie just had it for the longest time as just, like, letting a few people drive it now and then. Couldn't ever sell it, so he gave it to Ronnie Williams, his dad, for his nephew, Kane, to drive.
No kidding. Wow. You're just full of information on these cars. Holy crap.
I've been around them since I was 5, so.
5. You know where everything is and where everything's at. So, tell us, you left Tuesday, Wednesday?
I left Wednesday about... Vernal. 5 o'clock, we made it to Beaver, Utah, spent the night, got to Vernal, Utah, Thursday morning. We did a car show Thursday night in Vernal at the library.
Okay.
And the Dinosaur Museum. We did a car show. They had a little, like, art fest going on. Friday, we did practice racing at night, and Saturday was...
How was the car running? Let's say, let's back up a little. Let's slow down. How was the car running Friday? I mean, you just took yours up there. Dad didn't take his?
My dad bought himself a new toy, a new side-by-side, so we left his car here so he could take it up there. My car, I haven't been back to that track since 2011. They did
Quite some time.
Yeah.
4 years.
When I got there, the track does look different. They lengthened it. It is now a full 3/8 track, and it's not like a normal track. We were all joking, how are we going to set up for turn five? There is no straightaways. It's just constant turning. The front straightaway is a big turn. So we're always like, how are we going to set up for that fifth turn there? So it took a lot of figuring out. My car, the track went pretty dry, so everybody was having trouble getting off the corners.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night. Saturday was actually worse. It was actually kind of funny. If you were watching the races, everybody would go into turn two, and everything just went quiet because nobody was on the gas. Even the modifieds they had out there.
They just let out of it totally and were rolling through it.
Everybody coasted through two because nobody could get through two, right?
It that sloppy or was it that dry slick?
It went that dry slick. It went dry because they were expecting a lot of rain when we were up there. There was no rain, so they never really watered the track. And once we rubbered it down, there wasn't water getting in it. So turn two was pretty treacherous. You couldn't just romp on the gas, so it was kind of funny because everything would just go quiet in the middle of the race.
So you're exhaling. You're on, you're off, you're on, you're off, waiting to hear your tires bite or feel
that
jerk.
Wait for the... When I finally figured out, I just went to the high line. If you went right next to the wall where it's kind of marbles, the car would finally hook a little bit to where the rubber wasn't, and you could take off from there. But it was a lot of fun racing. It was a lot of close racing since the track was dry slick. I think from, like, first to seventh, it was... 0.2 of a second apart. Everybody, we were three wide.
That tight.
We were two wide. Everybody was dicing back and forth. I think fifth to tenth, every lap was different positions of where everybody was.
Wow. So Friday night, we'll go back to Friday night. First set of heats. How many cars did you have Friday night?
Friday night, we started with 34 pros. We had 64 cars total. By the end of Friday night...
So you had 34 pros and...
I believe there was 20-something vets. And then we had the sportsman
veterans class.
Yeah,
vets. Okay.
And then the sportsman class, which is the rookie class, we had about 10 cars in that one.
Okay, no way did they run together.
No, they run them
all separate.
Yeah.
All run separate classes.
Yeah.
And Friday night, how many heats did you have with the pros since you were running pros?
We
had four heats
of 10, I believe. I know during practice we actually lost two cars. We had two people hit the front stretch wall at the same time and flip their cars. So.
Ooh.
Unfortunately,
they were okay.
They were fine. One of the cars I know is going in the dumpster. The roll cage was pretty bent. The other car they were going to fix when they got home, it was two guys from Oklahoma that came all the way out there.
Really?
That they hit the front stretch wall of the last session of practice.
What a shame.
And flipped it. We had about five cars total flipped the weekend. Anybody?
Flipped and totaled?
No, only two were totaled. Two of the guys flipped on Friday, got their cars back together. And then actually Derek Rossi of Las Vegas, who runs out in Pahrump with me.
Right.
First race in his brand new car.
No, don't tell me.
Saturday in the fast dash, he flipped it.
So it
took about eight of us. We took from the time the fast dash was, there was about four races until the A main. And about seven of us were all on his car working on it to get him out there for the A. He actually ran the A.
That's cool.
He didn't finish, but he ran the A.
Wow. And flipping a car and then working on it and getting back out there. Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
And I talk about getting spun
and going
around.
All that way.
Yeah.
Who was, you said Oklahoma. Any idea who towed in the farthest?
The farthest is actually my friend Kelly Gutches. He just last year moved to Tennessee to run on the East Coast. He drove all the way from Tennessee to run the Western States Nationals. And he'll be at all the Nationals. He's driving back from Tennessee to run them.
No kidding. So that's something on his list. He wants to hit all the Nationals through the U.S.
Yeah. He's won a few championships with Western States, and that's why he went to the East Coast to see how they run up there.
Right.
And they were actually, he said they were much slower. They hadn't figured out the cars like we have. But now since he's gone back to, like, Oklahoma, Tennessee, he's ran all the way there, all the way on the East Coast. He's shown them how to set up their cars. So I guess they're actually getting pretty fast out there now.
Wow. you must be the go-to guy out there, man. Yeah. I guess he went back to Tennessee right away with the West Coast car and just started whipping ass, huh?
Yeah.
And they go through tech inspection. You guys have your own...
own tech, yeah.
Own tech and everything, and they didn't find nothing, and they just said, hey, maybe this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
When is the next Nationals?
The next Nationals is August 7th and 8th in Medford, Oregon, but we have a regional July 10th in Watsonville, California at Ocean Speedway. That's about 8 hours from here in the Bay Area.
Watsonville. In the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's like below San Jose.
And you plan on...
I'm trying to get there. I know my dad, since he bought his new toy, spent quite a bit of money on his new toy, kind of wants me to see if I can find fuel sponsorship to maybe go, because he can't leave town during the summer. So I'm trying to figure out a way to go to Watsonville, but I know I'm going to Medford for sure.
Medford, Oregon.
Oregon, yeah. That one's about a 13-hour drive.
And when is the Bay Area?
It is July 10th and 11th, so about 4 weeks.
Aye, aye, aye.
And then Medford, Oregon is when?
August 8th.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You want to help Cecilia Dilley get to Watsonville for, and that's the West Coast Nationals now?
Or it's a regional.
Regional. Give us a call. 702-685-8116. She's looking for gas. Always looking for a sponsor out there for her car. If she doesn't use it, the bombers of Gary Wyatt, J.J. Nunn, and Justin Griffith will surely take anything you got left over. But that's not gas for your race car.
No,
you're
that's
talking
more
about tow.
Tow to get down there.
So how much is something like that going to cost to get to Watsonville and back?
I know Watsonville is like... I want to say it's like 470 miles, so if you do the math with like, I know my dad's truck gets like 10 miles a gallon. If I can find a truck that gets better miles.
We need a $500 sponsor.
$500?
Yeah.
Okay. As quick as I can do math, I could be wrong. 10 miles a gallon, $3, yeah, we'll start with $500. We'll get you there.
Hey,
we'll try and get you there. We can't guarantee you're coming home.
Yeah. Get you there. You got to get home.
Yeah.
We'll get you there. Okay. And if we get you there, trust me, I'll supply you with a magic marker and a piece of cardboard. You can go stand out on the corners.
And which one is that, Nationals?
That's a regional.
Regionals.
The only thing different really about the regionals and the nationals is the points. A regional is only worth 150 points total, and a nationals is 300 points. So you can, how our point system usually works is we have four nationals this year and three regionals. You can do the four nationals, or you can do three nationals and two regionals to replace one nationals. It's either you don't show up or it doesn't go well. They just
or you don't have the fuel money
yeah.
to get there.
So they use the best of points. Watsonville is probably the only regional I'll make, too, so the points don't really matter on that necessarily. But
it's
that,
just racing there.
Yeah, that track I haven't been to back since, like, 2010 is the last regional I went to. I know they had one in 11, and I like that track. So it's, like, I don't know if they'll do a regional next year because, like, kind of like Vernal, this was the first time since 2011 they did one, so... I want a chance to go back to that track.
All right, cool, cool. That's Cecilia Dilley, driver of the number...
4X.
4X dwarf car. We're going to go into a break here, run a couple commercials, and we'll be back with Gary, Justin, and Silly, and the one and only me. So,
okay.
Stay tuned.
I'm Silly Dilly, your 2014 Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Champion, and you're listening to Mike, Gary, and JJ on Wheels Now.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's
On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back. You're listening On Wheels Now. I'm J.J. Nunn with Gary Wyatt, Justin Griffith, and Dwarf Car Driver, Miss Cecilia Dilley, that we were touching on between national regionals at Watsonville, and that's Ocean Speedway?
Yeah, it's Ocean Speedway.
Ocean
it's
Speedway.
Off of the I-5 freeway in California.
And we just did some quick math, and it's going to cost $300 and change?
Yeah, it's about $310 with the price of diesel right now to take my dad's truck down there.
To get there?
That's round trip.
Round trip.
Oh.
Okay. Is there any downhill parts that if we get you $295, you can coast?
Coast.
There's a big mountain when you go in, so on the way back, I can coast down it.
Oh, okay. Stick it in neutral and save some fuel. A couple gallons.
Yeah,
I know what those diesels cost, man. It ain't cheap. It's $2.99 around town here. It's got to be at least what California. It's got to be at least $4.50.
Yeah, California more state tax on fuel, so it'll be more. I know Utah. We actually, it's cheaper there, even though they have a higher state tax. We paid $2.87, I believe, for diesel fuel out there.
Oh, 13 cents less. I'm moving to Utah.
I was gonna say. You're going to pack up and move to Utah.
But,
Utah with my diesel dually.
Yeah, it's nice up there.
All right. That's something. And you're doing the regional.
The regional.
In Argonne.
No, nationals is Medford, Oregon.
Medford.
That one's
I said, regional.
About,
and what date is that one? July 19th?
August 7th
August.
And 8th. That one's like 800 miles, so that's
you
like a 13-hour trip. We drive 13.
There's too many.
There's
too
don't
many.
Listen.
My,
I hear this weekly, so I know now.
I know people.
What
would,
do you hear weekly? Hold on.
Yeah. Regionals and.
So
all
it's
that.
Embedded in that little pea brain of yours.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Get it right, boy.
That's right.
Get it right.
I know all people make good. Jokes sometimes. Though we drive 13 hours to drive in a circle for 3 days and drive 13 hours home.
You know,
that sounds like fun to me.
That sounds like you got your program together.
That's right. Sounds like you got your priorities straight.
All there is to it. Well, it was back in 2009. We were looking to go to Texas.
That's right.
We were going to rent a car haul or have our cars towed out there, 11 of them, and go run Texas. It was a $10,000 bomber race down in Texas. But unfortunately, we had the wives making reservations. Okay, plane reservations and hotel reservations, and I don't know what happened. The shit hit the fan, and the party just fell to crap. But maybe one of these days, who knows? Maybe one of these days.
Well, now we only got 5 cars to worry about, so
yeah, that's
it won't be as bad.
I'm not worried about 5.
I know somebody else I have to mention from the Nationals, Jessica Clark, who's actually ran Lucas Oil Modified for a few years.
Really?
She's been running Larry Alton's Dwarf Car the last couple years with us.
Okay.
She stepped up to the pro division this year.
All right.
First pro main event, she finished 7th place.
Wow. She's hauling.
Is that the young lady that travels from California to Pahrump?
No, that was Hannah. Hannah Mayhew.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I got my names confused.
Was she out there at all?
No. I guess her dad had to work, so she couldn't make it to this one.
Do you stay in touch with her or at all?
I've talked to her a little bit here and there. Me, Jessica, I know, talk a little bit more. And then I know there's another girl, Casey Sheeler. She drove all the way from Oregon for the race, and she made the A main with me too. She was the second alternate when somebody else failed to go to lineup. So she got to make. We both got into the A main by default.
Slipping in the back door.
Hey, you got
hey,
in,
man. You get in, you're in. That's all there is to that. It doesn't matter. As long as you're making the show, especially going up against 40 other drivers, and they had how many in the 24 in that A main, or how
yeah,
many did they
it's
start?
Yeah, it's a 24-car A main. We had a 20-car B main that only 14 were going from.
Ooh. So there was a few guys that went on the trailer.
Yeah, I know I finished 15th in that, but right as I was crossing line, I was actually on Matt Sargent's bumper. And he,
now, you say, Matt, we got a sergeant.
A different
here.
Sergeant, yeah.
Different set of sergeants.
There's
okay,
a different set
to,
of sergeants. He,
not to get that confused.
He normally drives Todd Dameron's 25 gold car that's been out in front like once or twice. That,
oh, that's a good-looking car.
Yeah. That blew, took a rock through the oil pan Friday. So he hopped in Glenn's car, who's that 76 car. He was out there for the test and tune when I drove Gary Wyatt's bomber. He was the yellow and purple car.
He was pitted right where we went onto the track.
Oh, the test.
Oh, yeah.
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 The test that we had.
So Glenn offered his car because you can race the same car in different divisions. Like you can have one person running the vet class and one person
okay.
in the pro class. He
right.
was in that car and blew the motor in that car going across the finish line for the B-Main.
Man, them nationals are expensive. I hope they don't come up with a bomber now.
Oil pans, blown motors,
rollovers, four rollovers, two total.
And like how our truck broke down, I know another person lost a drive line on the way there. Casey Schiller's motorhome.
Yeah.
The alternator went out, so they were having to run the generator to keep the batteries charged in the motorhome.
You do what you got to do.
Right. And then I believe it was Ray Smith's brand new motorhome blew up the motor trying to make it there.
Oh,
brand
man.
New?
Wow. I don't think I want to run North Nationals.
Hey,
like
brand new warranty.
Yep.
Those motorhomes ain't cheap. I'm
they
sure.
Must have all been Fords.
Hey.
No.
On with the show.
I don't think Ford makes motorhomes.
On with the show.
Wow. That's it's brand new. You'll get a new motor. May take a couple months.
But it was actually kind of nice. We got stuck up there an extra day because me and my dad took his side-by-side out and went trail riding for about seven, 8 hours
yeah.
on a Sunday because we couldn't go anywhere else.
what happened to your truck?
The exhaust cleaning system. It has its own exhaust cleaning system. We've had problems with it since we got the truck. It's a 08-450, and I guess in 2008 is actually when Ford switched from the international motors to making their own motor. So that motor kind of sucks.
Wow.
So the three sensors went bad, and it plugged the filter. So
we have an exhaust cleaning system. It's called a wire brush.
Yeah. So
and it don't go out.
They got it fixed to where we could drive home. It's still not on the dash. It says drive to clean exhaust. Something's wrong with the computer. It's not telling it we're actually driving, so it can clean the exhaust. So I know it was going back to Fort today when we got back.
Oh, boy. Back to Ford.
F-O-R-D.
You hear that? Back to Ford.
Do you hear
back.
Justin talking?
Back to Ford. All right, so, well, we're glad you and Dad are home safe. Had a successful trip. Wasn't the best finish I know you're looking for, but you got into the A-Main Saturday night.
Yep, 12th. I can still get top 10 in points. That's all I'm looking for.
And you brought the car back in one piece. You rolled it into the trailer.
The only damage I have is my brand new front bumper. It's a little bent because I was pushing a few people.
I heard
you did more than push.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
When you don't go on a start, I don't know what to tell you. I step on the gas. You don't step on the gas. I kind of hit you.
There you
I heard.
Go.
I heard she has some sign language.
She's ready
yeah.
for bombers.
I got.
Oh, did you give him the thumbs up too?
No, somebody
no.
was giving
on
her
a red
the
flag.
New York hello.
During the B main Friday, we got a red flag when a car actually hit the wall in turn three, and there's like a wall. Then it's about 5 feet of dirt, and then it's a fence going in the pits. Well, he hit the wall. Ended up in the catch fence. It almost went in the pit. So we were on a red for a little bit, and the guy that I kept hitting on the starts, I want to go, pulled up next to me and told me how he felt about it.
So on the restart, you hit him again and let him know how
you
felt about it.
They were so in a rush Friday because we were trying to beat the weather because the sky was getting dark that they weren't lining us up, so I kind of stole two positions.
Oh.
Karma. That's why you didn't make the
A-main. That's why
I
missed it by one, yeah. I missed the A-main on Friday by one spot.
Why didn't you steal three positions? And
well,
I
actually
it?
Had the transfer spot by then, but second place had spun out coming into four, and I went to the bottom side to try to miss him. Well, he jumped on the gas to still try to make a transfer spot, and he clipped my right rear. So it kind of bounced the back of my car about a couple feet off the ground, and I had no traction then. I have only rear-wheel drive, so I couldn't make it across the finish line before two people passed me.
Nope, not going anywhere with the rear wheels off.
Nope.
Track.
No,
that's
you're
for
not.
Sure. Okay, Cecilia, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I'd like to get to... the bomber points, for those who have looked.
I guess the show's ended. Justin can talk.
For those who looked, there's been a revised set of bomber points that are out right now. And Justin, you want to give us a rundown as to where we're at with the bombers? Because there were mistakes.
Yeah. Well, there was one. I just looked from what I seen on LVMS to what Richter had sent my brother, and it was only one, which was Gary. But Aaron McMoran still leads, followed by Court Cannell, Michael Grevy, Martin Solin, Nick Nucitelli, Jim Marlino, Jason Marlino, Gary Griffiths Jr., Rich Hamm, myself, Sam Jacks, Gary Wyatt, Arlie Daniels, J.J. Nunn, Steve Danko, Bobby Schumacher, Jeff Bergerhoff, Anthony Riegert, Billy Hearn, Nate Boss, Mark Skinner, Scott Bradbury, Andrew Lewis, Steve Burkowski, Marty DeLuca, Pete Myers, Kirk Hantz, and Jason Kay. I have no... I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. He's the driver of the 76 super late also. He jumped in the bomber for one night, so...
Okay. Very good. That's great. We got the current points, and you got that straight from Tim.
Yep.
All right. Glad they got that corrected. And want to give a shout-out to your buddy Loop-De-Loo out there, Mr. David Brandon. He was running. Is he running the Thundered Roaster anymore?
No, not the Thundered Roaster.
He's put that up on jack stands.
Yep. All four of the Thundered Roasters are actually for sale from Gene Wedge Racing. So
really?
All four.
How much? How much is it for sale?
I'm not positive on the price. He'll probably text me about 5 seconds.
Didn't I see somewhere they were renting those out?
Yeah, they were renting them out. I'm not sure for the price or if they're renting them this year. I'm not positive.
I thought I just seen somewhere that they were renting them out.
I know they were last year when we were running, when I was spotting for David in the Thunder Roads. We went and won the national championship in that. So
how many, now this Gene Woods owns these?
Yeah,
Thunder.
He owns all four.
He owns four, and he rents them. You know how much he rents them out for a race
that
or two races or a season or a half season? You don't know that.
Let me check. Let me get a hold of Loop-De-Loop right now.
You do some research.
As much as he's been texting me, he should have called in. And
okay.
You do some research. I want to shift gears here for a second.
Let's shift.
To Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Okay.
Mark Dobb. 8 in a row.
Really?
Nine. Yes.
He posted 9.
9 in a row? No, okay, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. 9 in a row. Nine in a row. They've raced 9 times this year, and he's won them all.
Wow.
So congratulations to him.
And that's huge. I only have... we got the points here at... shows 8 races from these points are from 5/23.
Yeah, they just raced this past weekend as well.
This past weekend, yes. We don't have those results, but he's got 8 races in, and on average, he's sitting third with an average points of 45.25. But he's got a healthy lead on Alan Loki. Now, isn't Alan his teammate, the 89?
Yes, he is.
Is his teammate? He's got his teammate, Alan, here, that has also run 8 races, only 30 points behind him. But then again, that's a big 30 points Also, if they plan on running the season, Mark's going to have to run all 20-some-odd races out there, especially if Alan is right on his tail. He has no cushion whatsoever. And right behind Alan Loki is Anthony Broadhead with 31 points. So
that's a tight one for second.
That's tight. After that, you have Terry Heiser sitting in fourth, but it looks like she missed a race. She only has 73 points there. That's a tight division they got going on right now. First to third between Mark Dobb, Alan Loki, and Anthony Broadhead. One mistake could really upset those points. So, once again, congratulations to Mark Dobb. Nine in a row.
Yes, nine in a row. I didn't get no update on any other winnings out there. I just got that on Mark Dobb.
Well, there you go. If he keeps on going, he should be able to put Amber in then. He'd get enough big enough point lead. He should let Amber get in that car by the end of the season if he keeps on going. I wonder what the record is out there for the Coupes. How many wins in a row? You know? I know what. Wasn't it Susan Smotherman that had 10? Didn't she run off 10 in the mini stocks?
9 or 10 in the mini stocks, yes.
So
I know for the whole season 2012, I won 11 of the races we ran in prom.
Straight?
I think 9 were straight.
So, Mark Topps, I don't know. You got to find out the historian out there who follows that.
I know Dan Fitzgerald was attempting to race this weekend.
Yes.
And he ended up not even unloading his car, so.
According to
Facebook.
According to Danny Fitzgerald, there wasn't enough cars to compete with.
And I did get the updates on the Thunder Roadsters. To rent one, it's $600 for two nights or $400 just for Saturday night. And they're selling all of them for $22,000 or two for $5,000. The one they won the national championship is up for sale for $8,500 right now. So,
two of them for $5,000?
Yep.
Two for $5,000?
Yes.
$2,500 each?
Yes. And then it's $22,000 for all four.
Wow. $22,000 for four.
His computer was messing up.
$8,500 for the national winning car that David Brandon drove. Well, and then the other two that are...
What
at that price are like junk. Our fire sale is $5,000 for two, $2,500, I guess. So what, $3,000 for one of them?
Five.
Hey.
From what he just said, five for one.
Okay. Well, there you go. You want to rent a Thunder car. I stand corrected. And what brought us up on that is that David Brandon is now in a Super Late. Out there, the 96, and
he's running Will Harper's car.
Who's
Will Harper?
Will Harper's car, yeah. And I seen him run. What they had the 75 lap? Did they have the second or the third race of the season? And he held his own.
Yeah,
David, I give Loop de Loo. I named him Loop de Loo because he's managed to do that quite a bit in the Thunder Roadster.
He spun out a couple times this year in qualifying. Yeah. Trying to get that super late quicker, but
quick.
And
I give him all the credit in the world. I couldn't drive something like that fast. So.
A quick update on all the Thunder Roadsters for sale. They all come with the trailer, motor, and all the parts. It's
really?
A two car hauler. No, our bombers won't fit in there. It's a two car hauler. So
damn enclosed trailer. Come with all the parts. Two cars, and how much is it? $5,000 for both. Trailer? Everything?
No, $22,000 for all four cars plus the trailer. Sure.
Wow.
Motor and parts. So.
Okay, we're not going Thunder car racing at any time right now. Not to jump gears again, but back to Pahrump. And we did mention Mark Dobb. Would like to mention Miss... Amber Daub, who's sitting third in points out there in the mini stocks, only 22 points out of first. Robert Smotherman sitting second with 16. Guess who's back leading the points again?
I'm a reading.
Dylan Smotherman.
Yes.
Rolling that two car again. She's back out there. She's still running that Mustang? Does she still have that
I believe so.
Mustang? She moved from a front wheel. I remember last year the transition she went through, running her front wheel drive to a rear wheel drive. And she was still getting a handle on that, and looks like she's got a handle on it. Because she was running Bandoleros out here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So, you know, wish them. That's another tight division going on right now.
She's leading the points in Pahrump, and her younger brother's leading the points in Vegas.
Yeah, little RJ, man.
He
he's mopping them up. He's won all but one race.
All but one, yes.
Yeah, he's got four trophies already out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Okay, we're down to 3 minutes. I want to tell everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's On Wheels Now. Once again, Michael Reffler. Hey, guy. Prayers are out there for Dad. Hope he gets better real soon. Want to thank Miss Cecilia Dilly for coming in, coming from the National of Utah and T-Rex Raceway.
It's Diamond Mountain Speedway. It was the T-Rex Bowl is what we called our national.
The T-Rex Bowl.
It's the dinosaur capital of Utah up there.
You heading down to Pahrump anytime soon with the Dwarf next couple races?
June 20th is our next race in Pahrump.
Okay, you're headed down there. That's point race for you?
Yeah, it's a points race. I'm going to head down there. I just got to go take my radiator to Pickarts, though. I busted a hole in the back of it Saturday and they
made. Yep, take it over to Pickarts. They'll take care of you.
And maybe, just maybe, if the car don't get sold, my brother will be in the 17X.
Yeah.
Oh, is 17X up for sale?
It's been up for sale. We have a guy out of that's moving to Ventura. That I guess he runs street bikes here. We're supposed to stop by my dad's house today and look at it. So,
how much does he have that up for sale for?
It's up for $65 right now.
$65,000 for
$6,500.
Oh, hey, I'm trying. Hey, I'm trying, Mark.
One dwarf car or two thunder cars?
Trust me, I'm going with the dwarf car.
$6,500. I stand correct, not $65,000.
Yep, and it comes with four spare tires. We have a whole bunch of spare rims and an extra set of gears.
Do you get rid of a boyfriend with that?
No, I think this one's staying around for a while.
The price drops.
I feel for you.
The price drops to $2,000. Take the boyfriend.
I feel for you.
And Justin, thanks for coming in tonight. Appreciate it. Had that information going on at the Bull Ring. Good luck this Saturday, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And I just want to thank everybody else for tuning in. New listeners, old listeners, tune in next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. For another edition on Wheels Now, your local racing radio show where race car drivers, owners, and officials get on the air and we talk about local racing. Gary, you want to close out?
Let's all hope. For Michael's dad.
Yes. Yep. Hopefully we'll get him back in here. He's taking care of the family right now. Best wishes out there for him. This Saturday, buddy.
Yes.
We got rock and roll again.
Yes, we are.
That's it. We'll
hopefully we'll see some people out there at the autograph session.
That's right.
6 p.m.
Right. And you want to mention your 4th of July barbecue real quick looking at? You want to throw that out there?
Nope, not right now. Maybe
okay, so tune in next Tuesday to find out about the Bomber Nation on Wheels Now. Jason Motorsports, blessings to you.
Yes.
And we'll be talking to you in 7 days. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening.